A Rage of Plastics from the US Girl. And on Monday, sadly, Charles Blackman, an Australian artist who was a member of a group called the Antipodeans, passed away. Perhaps best known for his paintings of Alice in Wonderland, Blackman leaves behind an indelible mark upon Australian culture. Now, to discuss the art and legacy of Charles Blackman, we're joined by Professor Ted Snell, the Chief Cultural Officer at the University of Western Australia. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Sam.
So when and where did Blackman's painting career actually start?
Well, I think from all reports, he started as just a child, as most artists do, making images because they really need to. They need to express the world around them. And Blackman certainly did that. He started off initially working in the commercial art area, as again, many artists did in the 1940s. And then he moved to Brisbane and then to Melbourne. But it was in Melbourne that he really got his start, because he met a group of artists based around an artist collective, really, called Heidi, where John and Sunday Reed, two collectors and supporters, gathered together a group of amazing artists. So we all know about Sidney Nolan and Charles and Arthur Boyd and John Percival and Danilia Vasiliev, but also, of course, Charles Blackman. And it was there that he began painting his images of urban streets in Melbourne, populated by schoolgirls.
Now, how would you describe his art style?
Well, it's figurative.
It's hard. It's a hard question, of course.
Yeah, it's figurative, and he describes the world in a way that is instantly recognizable to a viewer. But Blackman was always very good at creating a very powerful and emotive image. And the way in which he describes the figures that he paints and also the space that they inhabit is always very, very tensely emotional. So the schoolgirls in their grey costumes with their very angular shapes and crowded into the picture frame give you a sense of claustrophobia. Equally, the Alice pictures, where Alice floats in an almost expansive space, gives you a sense of whimsy and joy. So he was very, very adept at creating a sort of emotional impact in the visual imagery that he created.
Now, you mentioned there the Alice in Wonderland paintings, and they're you know, his most famous series of paintings, you know, Lewis Carroll's Creation. What was it about Alice that drew Blackman to paint her so often?
Well, Charles was married to Barbara Blackman. Barbara had a congenital eye disease, and eventually she became blind. But when they were in Melbourne in the 1950s, she was really found it difficult to read, so she got books on records. And one of the records that she got was Alice in Wonderland. So Charles Blackman got the chance to hear this amazing story, but without seeing the illustrations. And for anybody who's read Lewis Carroll, the illustrations by John Tenniel pretty much construct the way we see that narrative. And if you've ever seen the Walt Disney version, you know that he's pinched those images straight from Tenniel. But Blackman didn't have that opportunity because he heard it. He didn't read it. And that gave him the opportunity to really go inside himself and find the imagery. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's so poetic, it's so joyous, and it's so popular.
So he got to make his own kind of conception of the character, unlike, you know, nowadays where all of our book characters are already made for us on a movie.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
And how was his art received in the early days of his career, which, you know, is always difficult for an artist?
It is, but Blackman actually did quite well. I mean, he did have the support of John and Sunday Reed, John Reed in particular, who bought his work. It's always difficult for an artist, and I think Blackman, like many artists, went through periods of pretty much, you know, poverty, really. But from the 1960s on, his work really did begin to find an audience. And when he came back to Australia after spending almost a decade in London, he really did have quite a healthy market for his work, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney.
Right. And now Blackman was also a part of this group called the Antipodeans. Who were they and how do they fit into Australian art culture?
The Antipodeans were a group of, again, figurative artists. In back in the 50s, 60s, there was a divide, really, between Melbourne and Sydney. Now, you wouldn't believe that, would you?
they're the same place.
Yes.
Never been any rivalry between them.
No, never. However, back in the day, it was sort of based on an art thing. So there was the rising tide of internationalism, and there was a sense in which looking towards America was probably more important than looking back through to Europe, and that was happening out of Sydney. And then there was a group of artists like Blackman and the others that we've mentioned around Heidi And they were friendly with a man called Bernard Smith. And Bernard Smith was a philosopher and art historian. And he came up with the idea of this Antipodean notion that this was this very strong figurative tradition which was commenting on Australian life. And it became very powerful. People like Albert Tucker's Images of Modern Evil, the Sidney Nolan works of the series based on Ned Kelly and Burke and Wills, the Half-Caste Bride series by Arthur Boyd, and many, many others. And so Blackman really fitted into that with his images of schoolgirls and Alice in Wonderland.
Right. And how are the Antipodeans sort of considered today in art world? Because as you said, you know, sort of a lot of it was a response to the products of the time. But what do we view them like these days?
Oh, I think people are very interested. I mean, they are terrific image makers. That's what we've got to remember. If you look at a painting by Blackman, particularly those ones from the schoolgirls and the Alice in Wonderland series, boy, they knock your socks off. They are fantastic. And I said in the article that I wrote for The Conversation that I was staying at the Blackman Hotel, and I thought, oh, this is a bit cheesy, staying in a hotel named after an artist. But the painting on the wall was the image of Alice shrinking, and it was a joy. It was a joy to watch. I looked at it for many, many hours while I was in the hotel room, and it really was engaging. And I think that's one of the things about the Antipodeans. They were very, very good image makers. They really wanted to tell a story. There was a sort of narrative urgency in their work. They just had to get this story out, and they used the means at hand to do it.
Absolutely. And do you see his influence directly or indirectly in modern Australian art?
Not necessarily. I don't think there is still a very strong figurative tradition in Australian art. One of the things that was important about Blackman, and I think that is something which is continuing, is that he focused on the urban environment. Many of the artists from the Antipodean look to the bush. They look to the outback, to the vast expanses of red desert.
Right.
But Blackman was more interested in, you know, the narrow streets of Melbourne. And he focused and identified with that very strong, focused on and identified with that very strongly. So the continuing history of showing the environment that we live in rather than the environment that we imagine is out there on our door, you know, on the doorstep.
So he kind of turned away from the romantic bushranger tradition.
He did. He wasn't interested in Nolan's image of Ned Kelly or that. But what he was interested in is what you saw in the streets walking home or walking out to work one morning and seeing a group of schoolgirls going off to school. Wow, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what he painted. And I think for many contemporary artists, that is still what is interesting in their lives. They paint and document the world around them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about him.
It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Cheers. Bye.
And that was Professor Ted Snell, the Chief Cultural Officer at the University of Western Australia, talking about artist Charles Blackman's life, who passed away, sadly, on Monday.